But somewhere, amid the busyness and chaos, there came, in the moment, a holy hush, a silent night. A child was born, Son of God, love's pure light, lying in a manger, sleeping in heavenly peace, Jesus, our Lord, at his birth. Christmas night, the dawn of redeeming grace, with the very glory of heaven streaming down upon the earth, and God's love flowing like crystal pure water poured out on a vast, dry desert land. This is how he came. It was the moment in the gospel story where a merciful God stretched forth his hand in an indescribable act of loving kindness. Tender and mild, yet sovereign and omnipotent. Almighty in his power to so simply, yet so majestically illuminate the darkness with his everlasting light. And just as it happened that first Christmas, somewhere in this very moment, someone, perhaps in this very place, is hurting and in need and crying out for a Savior. Heaven hears your cries. Heaven sees your tears. Heaven knows your pain. Hope has come. Once again, the Father stretches forth his loving hand, reaching out to find you here, in your very own silent night.
Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears.
Christmas is a time for invitations. We receive them in all sorts of ways, through the mail, via text and social media, by phone, face to face. Invitations to come celebrate the season with those we love are everywhere around us. Invitations have always been a part of the Christmas story. The angels appearing to the shepherds, inviting them to come to Bethlehem to see the newborn king. A cosmic invitation appearing in the heavens as a bright star inviting the wise men to come and seek the Christ child. We hear it in the songs we sing. Come to Bethlehem and see. Come, all ye faithful. Come and behold him. Come, let us adore him. Here tonight, he extends an invitation to us to go beyond the imagery of the babe lying in a manger, inviting you to come to him here and now, just as you are.